Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with George Wesselhoft, Planning and Zoning Director here in Pella, and we're going to be talking a little bit about possible sign changes that might be happening here. And first of all, I'd really like to thank you for coming on and talking with us on Let's Talk Pella.
Thank you for having me, Evan.
Diving right in, the signs in Pella, why change them?
Well, this would afford visitors better guidance as far as entering the city. Specifically, we're talking about wayfinding signage that would be for nonprofit destinations, tourist destinations, and some of the major educational facilities such as Central College and the two high schools to help visitors that may not be familiar with the community navigate to find those destinations.
Right now, there are signs in Pella that do show where locations are, but from what I understand, there are some problems with the current signage.
Well, the current signage is not as comprehensive as what the wayfinding program would entail. There's a sign example by Dairy Queen, for example, on Oskaloosa Street that does give directions to locations. This program would include nearly two dozen destinations and over 30 sign panels that would guide people as they're coming into the community throughout the various gateway corridors and kind of comprehensively assist with wayfinding.
And is this something that tourists have complained about?
I don't know that we've had complaints, more so inquiries from some of the stakeholders, such as the Historical Village and Central College, that have visitors that would benefit with better wayfinding signage.
So last week, RDG was here, and you guys were looking at signage in the downtown area. Could you tell me a little bit more about what RDG is going to help you guys do?
Sure. RDG is the consultant that the City Council approved a contract with to retain for wayfinding services. So they will produce a final report, a comprehensive report, that will be presented to City Council and will specifically look at locations throughout the city, such as possible street pole locations where these signs can be located. And they do have experience. They were involved in the Des Moines wayfinding program.
The wayfinding program in Des Moines has been successful?
Yes, and it has been implemented. The signs have been installed, and again, it's to help visitors that may not know where they're going or may not be familiar with the location navigate to these destinations.
So what's the timetable for this project if things go according to plan?
Well, the committee should be wrapping up their work this month, and then presentation to City Council should be in January.
And if the City Council moves forward with this past the report stage, how long would it take to implement the new signage in Pella, and what would be the timetable on that?
Well, if the City Council would direct that we move forward, then the next step would be including the program in the budget for the next fiscal year, and hopefully implementation would occur in the next 12 to 24 months, I would anticipate.
Would this be an incremental process, or would it be changing all the signs in one fell swoop?
Well, there are basically three types of signs that we're looking at. There are the vehicular directional signs, like, for example, blade signs that are located along the streets indicating direction to destinations. Then there are the pedestrian signs downtown, which are existing but may be modified or improved. And then there are what we call welcoming signs or gateway entrance signage, which would be like monument or potentially larger signs that welcome people into the community. And so it's possible, depending on the direction from City Council, that these different components might be broken up and phased. So, for example, the vehicular component might be done first and then the other components at a later date.
Lots of tourists come to Pella for tulip time, and finding their way around town during that hectic season can be difficult. Do you foresee this streamlining traffic during tulip time in Pella?
It will certainly be strategic as far as placement along gateway corridors and looking at the city holistically as far as the major corridors, Washington Street, for example, Main Street, Oskaloosa, and then guiding them to specific districts such as the town center, the downtown, Central College, and the major educational locations such as Pella Community High School and Pella Christian High School. So it is an overall strategic plan.
Well, I'd really like to thank you again for sitting down with us and explaining what's going on and what could be happening with signs in Pella over the next couple of years. This has been Let's Talk Pella on the Marion County Midday Magazine. I sat down with Planning and Zoning Director George Wesselhoft. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.